Dues.
Okay. If you belong to clubs, you have to pay your monthly?
Dues.
All right. You didn't have any money, so you go and try and...
Help them and clean it up or do something.
Okay. But in the 30s, you'd go to the bank and try what? You had to
try to get a loan.
Okay. Or if you did, yeah, you say, I want a loan.
I want some money.
Okay. I want to do what? Will you?
I want to pay my debts.
If you didn't have any money, you might go to a friend and try and...
Borrow some.
Okay. And he'd say, boy, he'd turn his pockets inside out and say, money is...
Scarce.
He hadn't given you any. When you went to the store and paid your bill on time, would the storekeeper ever give you a little something extra?
Oh, he'd give us money out sometimes.
Okay.
That's what we'd call it.
They don't do it anymore, do they?
No, indeed. They take it from you now.
Okay. All right. Now, a little child was saying his prayers. He walked over to the bed and...
Knelt down.
Okay. If you weren't feeling well, you'd say, I went over to the bed. I'm going over to... I think I'll go over to the couch and...
Lie down.
Okay. Now... You might say, I was having a dream, like last night.
Yeah, I sure did dream last night, and I can remember that.
You dreamed about cotton.
Cotton. I saw it just as plain as either last night or at noon, when I took that nap at noon. I did. I can't remember nobody ever talking to me about cotton, but I saw some cotton either last night or this morning at noontime.
Or you might say, did you ever have a dream you were falling?
Oh, Lord. I sure do.
And right before you hit the ground,
you wake up.
Okay. Well, if somebody did something that, say, one of your children did something that you
didn't like,
and you were going to punish them for it, they might say, "Please give me one more
chance."
Okay. Now, how did you keep in touch? I want to ask you how you kept in touch with, say, relatives that moved away years ago.
How I get in touch with them?
Yeah.
By phone, if I will.
Oh,
no. Well, how did you write? Did y'all have these?
Pencil? Pens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd write, I guess.
Okay. You wrote him a letter and... You say, soon I'm expecting an answer, right? You put the letter in the envelope and you do what?
You address it to where you want to send it.
Okay, you say, well, I know he lives in Baton Rouge, but I don't know his...
His address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you're going to lift something heavy up on a roof, like a piece of machinery or something like that, you might use a block and tackle and do what?
Oh, I knew what they called those things, but I don't forgot. Hoist it up there. You pull it with a rope. You know, just pull on your rope.
Okay. I just want to ask you a few more questions. How do you tell about the weather here? Is there a certain way that you check the weather one way or the other?
No, I don't believe you. Of course, we hear it on the television or the radio. You know, we hear the weather news and all that, but we don't have any way to check it.
You might look up in the sky and look
and
at
see it's cloudy and know it's gonna rain or something like that.
When there are a lot of what?
A lot of clouds, like this morning.
Okay.
But
today was a what kind of day?
I would call it a dreary day,